بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب تكثير المصلين على الجنازة وجعل صفوفهم ثلاثة فأكثر. This is a chapter on it being mustahab, desirable for many people to perform the janazah salah. In other words, the numbers must be large. And to make the safs, the rows, three or more. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من ميت يصلي عليه أمة من المسلمين يبلغون مئة كلهم يشفعون له إلا شفعوا فيه رواه مسلم. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول ما من رجل مسلم يموت فيقوم على جنازته أربعون رجلا لا يشركون بالله شيئا إلا شفعهم الله فيه رواه مسلم. We have read two hadith. The first one narrated by Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha, in which he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that when a group of 100 Muslims perform janazah salah for the deceased Muslim, and all of them intercede for him, the intercession for him will be accepted. So in this hadith, the number that is mentioned is 100. So if 100 people, musallis, come for the janazah salah, and they perform the janazah salah, and in the janazah salah we have masnoon du'as, and amongst the du'as that we read is Allahumma ghfir li hayyina wa mayyitina. So we are making du'a to Allah, we are interceding on behalf of that mayyit, that janazah. So when we have 100 people, then the du'a of the musallis is accepted on behalf of that mayyit. So in this hadith, 100 people have been mentioned. And the second hadith by Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, he says that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that there is no Muslim person who passes away and then 40 men, they perform his janazah salah. Such 40 men who do not associate any part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course they are believing men, except that Allah will accept their intercession on behalf of this mayyit. So this hadith saying 40. Ulama then say that first Rasulullah was informed that 100 people, if they are present and they perform the janazah salah, Allah is going to accept their dua on behalf of the mayyit. In other words, Allah will forgive the mayyit. And the second hadith says 40 people. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it easy, even easier for this ummah, that the, even if it's just 40 people, but 40 believers, and then the reward is so great, that Allah Ta'ala will then accept the du'as of these people on behalf of the mayyit. And the third hadith now, وَعَنْ مَرْثَتْ بِنْ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ أَلْيَزَنِي رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ قَالَ كَانَ مَالِكُ بْنُ هُبَيْرَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى إِذَا صَلَّى عَلَى الْجَنَازَةِ فَتَقَالَ النَّاسُ عَلَيْهَا جَزَّأَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا ثَلَاثَةَ أَجْزَاءَ ثُمَّ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ ثَلَاثَةُ صُفُوفٍ فَقَدْ أَوْجَبَ رَوَاهُ أَبُو دَاوُدَ الترمذي وَقَالَ حَدِيثٌ حَسَنٌ. Marsad bin Abdullah al-Yazani radiallahu anhu narrates that when Malik bin Hubayra radiallahu anhu, the Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, performed janazah salah, and when he looked around and he considered the people who were present there in attendance to be few, then he would divide them into three rows, three safs. So many times we see we are about to perform the janazah salah and wait for the brothers in the back to indicate that yes, people have gotten to the rows. So they make three rows, three safs. And he said, why? ثُمَّ قَالِ, he said, Rasulullah said, مَنْ صَلَّى عَلَيْهِ ثَلَاثَةُ صُفُوفٍ فَقَدْ أَوْجَبَ. When there are just three rows of people performing the janazah salah, Allah makes jannat wajib for the person. So look at the great virtues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made for us, even in janazah salah. So when we have three safs, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes jannat wajib for the person. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat, that even when our janazah is performed, then Allah Ta'ala accepts the intercession of the people on our behalf. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.